From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give the phone number out for your specific questions for Wayne Madsen. He joins us at about 20 after today for the balance of the broadcast. So I'll give the number out for your specific NSA questions from a real NSA whistleblower. And this has got the system so upset, as I said earlier, they have taken down the London Guardian / London Observer article, twin newspapers, and even expunged the Google cache. And they haven't done a retraction saying we removed the article because it was wrong. They've been denoticed, which is over in England. The government can tell them to take something down. They have to do it. But as it broke in the U.S. papers on Thursday and Friday, our government, the leech globalist, are ordering the headquarters of the leech globalist, London, to remove this stuff. Or probably London ordered its minions in the U.S. to then make the request so it wasn't too obvious who's running things. No attack on the British people, by the way. You just were a prominent, powerful island, so the globalists moved in and took over your country and have made you the system to take over the rest of the planet. And I, for one, just want to reverse this. I want to stop this. By the way, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about Nelson Mandela. Obama and Nelson Mandela, George Washington, a communist. That's up on Infowars.com. And then we've got some other very important articles that we're going to be getting to as well. Jordanians suspicious about U.S. military deployment. And it said they had a drill there, and then now the U.S. hasn't left. The drill started about a month ago, but was supposed to end June 20th. And the U.S. military says they're staying, because it's not the U.S. military. It's the globalist military. Very, very spooky. Very, very weird. But getting back to this just briefly, can Wi-Fi let you see through people's walls? Ladies and gentlemen, they keep having articles every week going, researchers at a university were able to use the Kinect system or were able to use other Wi-Fi systems to see through walls and even face scan people. Wow, they say it's incredible that the Wi-Fi can do it. They say, man, this is really high tech. This previously, what was on this Kinect, what was on these other systems, was the most expensive Pentagon systems. It's incredible that this is so overly, you know, muscular on these systems. It is so powerful just for a little video game. This looks for your walls. Look through your walls. Look through your walls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they do. And they're showing the public very low power examples of how this is able to do it. And you can go to Infowars.com and read all about that. But the point is this is just more of a high-tech version of ground-penetrating radar. Speaking of that, RT reports FBI suit over secretive facial recognition program. Turns out they're scooping up digital photos from Facebook, driver's license databases, you name it. And I would also add Facebook makes people confirm it's their Facebook by confirming, hey, this is your photo, right? And hey, this is your high school buddy, blah, blah, blah. And now when you go on Facebook, it'll tell you when you upload a picture, they'll say, hey, these people with you are these people, right? Confirm for security. So the computer is now training you as a slave to respond to it and confirm as a human computer interface with HUMAT, human intelligence, that is indeed the person. And then they have TV shows about how cool it is and news shows. And then in New York and L.A. and Tokyo and Moscow and London, in the fanciest areas, they have deals where you walk by and the Facebook cameras shout out at you, Alex Jones, it's you. Wait, turn around. Just like in Minority Report that came out 10 years ago. They already had it then. They're getting you ready for it. Hey, did you know you can get specials on this at a store just down the street? We know you like polo. Literally. And that started 4 years ago. This is the AI grid, but it's all done happy. If they painted army tanks pink, mothers would lay their babies down to have them run over by it. Why does the United
States... Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 30th day of June 2013. Can you believe we're already more than halfway through 2013? Just light speed. I come in all the time to start the broadcast and almost announce 2008 or 2010. It's just the years just blip by. We got Wayne Madsen, NSA insider and whistleblower, who had the U.S. government block stories he was interviewed in the London Guardian and Observer. And there's no coverage of this. This is a big story for whoever reports on it. Business Insider reported on it. We link to it on Infowars.com. But we have the rest of the story coming up in the next segment. But first, let me shift gears into an article we put out Friday that was linked up on the vaunted Almighty Driver of news coverage, drudgereport.com, via Infowars.com, ex-Chicago cop Zimmerman acquittal to cause race riots. A former cop and detective who's an award-winning writer for major publications, you can read the whole story, said that according to the thousands of tweets he's seeing and what he's seen happen in the past with the Rodney King verdict and things like that, that if George Zimmerman is acquitted of murdering Trayvon Martin, the former Chicago police officer warns that the outcome of the case could spark race riots in cities all over America. And then we break down the entire situation in the article up on Infowars.com that I think is in the top five most viral stories we've ever put out. On Friday, you can go to Google, but you can also go to other trackers. We had two stories in the top five. Our story about police strapping people down to forcibly take blood, and they like take big bags of blood now. Just incredible. Didn't used to happen in America, happens now. Imagine in North Korea that was happening. We'd think it was horrible, but not here. We'll shoot some fireworks off. That was the fifth biggest story on the web Friday, and the third biggest story was our George Zimmerman story about this. Just amazing to just routinely be able to do that. That's why Infowars.com is so precious, is that we can get up here and get people to think for themselves. And even take mainstream news articles but point out another angle to it that really resonates with the people. But here's the article. You can read it up on Infowars.com. It's in the most read section on the right-hand column. Just scroll down about halfway, and there it is. Ex-Chicago cop Zimmerman acquittal to cause race riots. And, you know, I saw video last week, we talked about it, of a nanny cam in New Jersey of this guy beating a woman. A black guy beating a white woman, it looked like for, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes, throwing her downstairs right in front of a 3-year-old child. The woman didn't even resist him. It turns out that they have arrested a man who they think did it. He looks just like him. When they arrested him, he was wearing a black and white striped old-fashioned prison-style shirt. I guess he was already. He's been convicted of robbery 4 times and had just gotten out a month before from a short stint for a aggravated home invasion. Nanny cam home invader who assaulted mother in front of her child was known to have entered a neighbor's home. Sean Curtis had recently been released from jail for burglary. If he was to break into my house, black or white, he'd be deader than a bucket of coffin nails. I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't call 911 except for them to come scoop up the body. Come in my office, too. You're going to be going out feet first as well if you come in here with a weapon or trying to rob somebody. And you look at the crime rates in where they've taken almost all the guns in New Jersey and areas of Illinois like Chicago. I mean, the crime rate, I've shown the Justice Department numbers. It's 5, 10, 15, depending on the area, times higher than anywhere else in the U.S. And it's just so pathetic to see a big man beat up a woman. And I want to know this. If he isn't convicted, will there be race riots around America? I don't think there should be. But the issue is that now there's all these witnesses that George Zimmerman walked up and asked the guy what he was doing. Maybe that wasn't a good idea, but it didn't give Mr. Martin the right to break the guy's nose and bounce his head off the cement over and over again. And that's what all the witnesses saw. And I'm sad that Trayvon Martin's dead, but the Justice Department went down there quietly behind the scenes. This came out to stir it up. They want racial division. Just look at MSNBC. It is abhorrent. They want to change the subject from deindustrialization and carbon taxes and corruption and all these mega corporations that put Obama in office being totally tax exempt and more banker bailouts and the looting of the country, on and on and on. They want to make it all about Obama being part African. I wouldn't care if he was blue, green, pink, purple, if he was into liberty. But he is a horrible, corrupt globalist. And they are selling racial division in this country. And that's why there are black-on-white gangs attacking people all over the country. And you'll see newspapers apologize now when they report it. Or they won't say when it's racially motivated, unless it's white people. And this is done to, again, create racial division. Well, I mean, it's like Alec Baldwin. He's come out and used a bunch of homophobic words, calling gay people horrible names in tweets. I'm not going to repeat it. And, you know, he said, take Republicans out, go to their house, kill them, kill their children, burn down their houses, kill their families. He's above the law. So the London Guardian said Hollywood's refusal to stand up to Alec Baldwin is shameful. Alec Baldwin uses homophobic slurs against gay Daily Mail journalists, and nobody says anything. Because political correctness is only meant to be used against libertarians or conservatives. It's only meant to stifle everybody's speech but the establishment people. Okay, that's what's going on with Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, you have been very, very useful to me, to quote the great Kim Jong-il in Team America. All right, continuing here, let's get into George Zimmerman trial. Neighbor testified Trayvon Martin was straddling Zimmerman moments before fatal gunshot. Yeah, no kidding. And then other neighbors said they heard, please help me, get off me, help me. And it just goes on from there. Now we have this article. Illiterate rambling defense witness Rachel Gentel is a victim of brain-damaging mass fluoridation. And maybe Miss Teen USA is too. The only one we found dumber than this lady. And let's go to some of the clips where, well, let's just go to this first clip where on the stand the so-called star witness Rachel Gentel says creepy ass cracker, not a racial slur. Let's play that.
Describing the person is what made you think it was racial?
Yes.
And that's because he described him as a creepy ass cracker?
Yes.
So it was racial, but it was because Trayvon Martin put race in this.
No.
You don't think that's a racial comment?
No.
All right, let's get her off there. Let's go to the next clip with this genius, Rachel Gentel. Can't read her own letter, somebody wrote for her. So she can't read her own letter. Let's go to this clip.
Ms. Gentel, would you take a look at that copy of the letter, and let me ask you a couple of questions about it. Do you recognize that letter as being one that you said earlier was prepared to be given to Ms. Fulton?
Yes.
And that letter was prepared with the assistance of a friend of yours named Francine Serve?
Yes.
and you and Ms. Serve talked about what you wanted to be in the letter, and then she helped write it in a way that was legible, correct?
Yes.
But the contents of the letter are yours.
Yes.
Are you able to read that copy well enough that you can tell us if it's in fact the same letter?
No.
That's enough.
Are you unable to read that at all?
When I come back, we're going to Wayne Madsen, but first I'm going to play the victim of the TV, dumbed down culture, big government. Caitlin Upton, not to be confused with the intelligent and lovely Kate Upton, who I've seen do interviews. We're going to play a soul sister of this lady, the dumb blonde, Caitlin Upton, with her famous Teen USA speech. Now these women are up there promoting the NSA.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to censored NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen. This is a big story. The balance of the hour in just a moment, and I will give the number out. So in the last segment, you can have questions for him about the NSA. Now, again, I've been having him on and been saying, folks, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to shut this down. Because he knows a lot more than even people like Snowden, and he's not been even giving out secrets. He's too smart for that. He's been giving out what's been already leaked and pointing out what he can legally point out. That's why they've had a major interview he did for the London Guardian / Observer, the biggest paper in England, the biggest English-speaking paper in Europe, shut down. Not for inaccuracy. It's disappeared. And it's starting to break here in the U.S. You're getting an exclusive with Wayne Madsen. But first, showing the dumbing down, I just played clips of the Rachel Jontel, you know, not even really knowing what planet she's on. And so many people are like this. And here's Caitlin Upton, the Miss Teen USA pageant a few years ago that's so famous, not knowing what planet she's on. So no wonder the tyrants are going crazy because of things like this. Here it is.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Oh.
So we'll be able to build up our.
Thank you. Now, Mary McCord, just a few weeks ago at the Miss USA pageant, she's Miss Alabama. She had this to say about the NSA. So they are definitely training them well. Here it is.
Number two, Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe? Why or why not?
The society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall, that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go.
Feel safer.
Feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
Thank you.
I think I'm also going to date the Hells Angels. This is why our country is in so much trouble. And the idea that a government that can listen to your phone calls isn't going to do something bad with that, you're always going to get criminal elements. And when you let them do unconstitutional things, bad things happen. That's why we've always known the bad countries listen to your phone calls. The bad countries, like Guatemala and North Korea, read your mail. The bad countries have police wearing black ski masks. Mexico had that 60 years ago. Areas of Eastern Europe had that 50 years ago, 60 years ago. See, they're called secret police. But everything bad countries do, we now have. And as long as we chant USA, 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 USA over the top of it.
USA, USA,
USA, ship our jobs to China. Pay $21 billion to ship General Motors to China with taxpayer money. Yeah! I'm telling you, folks, if you had army tanks that were pink and said it was for Obama, liberals would bring their kids out and run tanks over them. I'm telling you, you can have cyanide pills and mark them with like little puppy dogs on the tablets and say it's trending and they'd eat them. I'm not joking. I just want to be listened to. So I'm safe. I'm safer. USA, America. It is so pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for the balance of the hour, he joins us graciously. He's going to be back on with Mike Adams is filling in tomorrow, but then I'm back Tuesday. Promise my children I'm taking them fishing and taking them wakeboarding. So it's going to happen. Didn't happen a few weeks ago. It's happening tomorrow. I'm taking off tomorrow. But the great Mike Adams is going to be here, and he'll be back with Wayne tomorrow in a more in-depth discussion. Hopefully this will be in the press by then. But I noticed on an article at InfoWars.com today that you can see right now. We can put it on screen and show TV viewers, but radio listeners, just go there. We're about to go to break, Wayne. I just want to introduce this. That there was a London Guardian Observer, that's the Twin Papers, big article about the EU working with the U.S. to spy illegally. Well, that came out in the EU Commission a decade ago. That came out in James Bamford's book 12 years ago. You know, the guy that ran Nightline had a best-selling book. ABC News was behind it. So Wayne Madsen talked about that. He worked at the NSA. He's testified before Congress on this and other matters. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the U.S. We've been having him on. Nobody else has. So The Guardian, who's been really on this, interviews him. D notices that were already in the press last week that they've been sent out to shut down stuff in The Guardian. We now learn it's Wayne Madsen. Now, do you think that should be news that a U.S. former NSA guy, journalist, award-winning, got shut down? Do you think that should be news? No, it's not news. It disappeared and the Google cache. I saw the Google cache this morning, read it, had our guys post the Google cache on our site, show the articles there, still saved. Well, they shut down InfoWars.com. I've never seen the Google cache shut down like this. They don't want to, and again, they didn't retract something. They just removed it, but then started disinfo campaigns on the web against Wayne Madsen. They are scared. Why? Because he's doing it right. He is blowing the whistle on what's hidden in plain view. He has credibility, so now they want to assassinate his character. We'll get more into that. But, Wayne, bottom line, you talked to the Guardian / Observer. They admitted they were leaned on.
Well, I talked to the Observer, and they had vetted this through their legal counsel. I assume all their editors signed off on it. They got everybody's chop, and right as the Observer, actually the print edition, the first edition already ran and was sent out to the news agents. The second edition, the story disappeared from the front page of the paper edition. And of course, first, if you went to the Guardian site, it said the site, the link is down because of an investigation, whatever that means. And then now it says the site is, the link is broken. So for all purposes, the story was removed.
And then they disappeared it off the Google Wayback Machine. Unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, when I put the word out to some of my friends and colleagues, I said something's going on. A lot of them grabbed it and saved it because this is rather unusual, even for some seasoned journalists that I spoke to.
Now, for those that don't know, we're going to come back and give you the floor as best I can. This is just such a big deal, it's hard to not add points. The big enchilada here, from my perspective, we'll get your take on this when we come back, is that you don't want to go to prison because you were, you know, a pretty high-level guy at the NSA. You work up on Capitol Hill. Anybody can watch C-SPAN and see in national security hearings. You'll see you there reporting at the National Press Club. You're a smart guy. You're going off what's already been admitted before in EU commissions, which I noticed articles saying the EU's mad at the U.S. over spying. They're, of course, running it all, basically. That's what you expose. That's why they're upset. So this is admitted, already declassified info being censored now and a journalist being censored. This is a big deal, folks, for freedom of the press. We'll be back with Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 1-800-273-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going to take a few calls for Wayne Manson in the next segment, specifically on the NSA. I want to see what angles you bring us to, kind of a wild card. Callers always ask good questions, or tend to. Toll-free number to join us specifically on the NSA. Questions for Wayne Manson. Very, very quick questions. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast, 877-789-2539. Also want to ask him about Michael Hastings and what happened there. The family does think that he was killed, and I've confirmed that. Talked to him, talked to his best buddy in the Army, Sergeant Biggs. We're going to get to all that, but Wayne, you heard what I said before the break. For me, this is a huge deal. That you are a member of the press, you've written for the biggest newspapers and magazines in the country. People can go look up your bio. You've testified to Congress, main committees many times. You were in the NSA, in the Naval War College before that. You were in NSA security. That's how you know about the Q Group. What do you think it is that got this censored? Because I guess you have broken the Q group. You called it a kind of an internal Praetorian SS to persecute whistleblowers. I mean, is that something? Because the rest of the stuff you brought out, and I want you to go over the EU Commission news, Bamford's book. I mean, this stuff has been out. I know. That's where my sources are. That's how I knew all this. Guests like you. I mean, you're going about this smart. From other people I've talked to that are former government, you're talking about what is already out there but not really known. Is that why they did this D-notice, unprecedented, to shut down what you were saying?
I think that may be part of it. Also, I think they just can't handle all the leaks. There's another set of leaks in The Guardian today from Snowden about how they were bugging embassies. And if he had access to that, this kind of proves the point I was making earlier. I believe Snowden was probably working for the Special Collections Service, which is a hybrid CIA-FBI operation. It does exactly that. They put bugs in embassies in Washington, elsewhere, New York, overseas, and now he's released a bunch of that type of information. Basically, what I experienced yesterday when this story came out is a little bit like what Glenn Greenwald has been facing. All of a sudden, there was this sort of attack pack on the internet. People contacting all these websites, flooding the Twitter with all these tweets, talking about previous stories I had written. And if that was the intention to shoot the messenger, I think it backfired on him. There were a lot of references to the stories I did in Chicago about Obama's sexual orientation. And where is he right now? He's in South Africa. He's had a very tough time of it on his African trip, trying to convince certain African countries to provide more in the way of rights for gays, when in fact Africa is going the opposite direction. It's not a popular cause in Africa. So he's got egg all over his face.
Well, I
got
to say this. When they rolled out two little kids at the gay lesbian event, I don't even get into this issue, and I know you're not, you know, anti-gay or anything. But, I mean, they rolled out little kids at the gay lesbian event to introduce it, and they're talking about kids' cartoons. I mean, if heterosexuals were involving kids on TV and cartoons sexualization, it'd be called really creepy. You know, if Calvin Klein has teenagers half naked, it's called creepy. What's this thing with kids? And I got to say, at that gay lesbian event, he was prancing around on the stage, and you know, whatever. The point is, that's blackmail material. That's why we're concerned about it, not about his sexual preference. Tell people your intel on that. You did this investigation into Obama and Larry Sinclair and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I did not believe Larry Sinclair at first, and I wrote that, and he told me, he said I was pretty tough on him, and but when I went to Chicago, I started hearing the same stories. So I looked into it a lot further. Now, here's the thing that, you know, is amazing. When Michael Isikoff got the story on Monica Lewinsky in the blue dress and all that business, you know, that was mainstream media all over that story. When it's Obama, no, it's relegated to the, you know, offbeat sites, the non-mainstream media sites. But what has happened here by these attack dogs coming after me because of other stories I had written, which have nothing to do with the NSA story, by the way. Now, the bit about Obama's history in Chicago and people saying he's gay is in some of the biggest newspapers in Europe. That would have not happened had they not taken the avenue, gone down the avenue they did, because.
And they had these NSA defense people, you know, war college people and stuff have come out against you. They're really concerned about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the central figures is a professor at the Naval War College, where I had done some postgraduate work in a continuing education course. I've got the certificate, and I think it's kind of unusual that, you know, you'd have somebody on a U.S. government payroll using his affiliation with the War College, attacking me like he's on duty. It was almost like this guy's on duty, because it went all afternoon, all evening, all into the wee hours of the morning. Look, we know from Cass Sunstein and what the NSA is doing through Cyber Command that they have these sock puppets out there to you know, destroy the message, muddy the waters.
Oh, no, they admit Cyber Command has hired hundreds of private companies, PR companies, to attack people that came out on the National Guard in Katrina, putting whole teams for 2 years on one woman from the state who criticized, you know, the work they'd done. I mean, we know what's going on, but expanding on this, I mean, Wayne, you're always not making a big deal about yourself. You broke some major news that was hiding in plain view about the EU and what InfoPoll 9 and then the GS, whatever it is, was it GS5 there with the British spy network. Break down this, because they're in the news going, how dare America spy on us, when they're all involved in the same system. So break down what was in the piece that they're so scared of.
Well, what was in the piece was basically, we know that Ed Snowden has talked about third-party relationships of NSA and also second-party. There's a recent revelation in Der Spiegel yesterday, where he's talking about third parties. He cites Germany as being one of the countries. This was being lost because this was being looked into by the European Union and other governments in 1999, 2000. A report was issued. 9/11 comes along and all of this is forgotten. You know, it just goes down the memory hole. I actually testified before the EU Parliamentary Commission. They came to Washington, D.C., and I told them, you know, what I knew about the echelon of the system by which they shared information, and that wound up in a report. But here's what came out of the Snowden revelations, that GCHQ, which is Britain's NSA equivalent and partner, they and NSA were jointly tapping the transatlantic cable. In Cornwall, and it comes from Denmark down to Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France, and then it hops over the English Channel, it goes over to Cornwall, and then it heads over to Tuckerton, New Jersey. They were sucking everything off this cable, email, phone calls, you name it, the metadata stuff, a system called at Cornwall Tempora. And then the Germans, Angela Merkel and the French started to get on their high horse. Here's Britain once again acting as America's Trojan horse, when in fact, I pointed out that Germany, as a third-party country to the NSA SIGINT relationship, only the English-speaking countries are second-party. So the third parties are NATO allies that don't speak English: Germany, Denmark, the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, and Japan and South Korea and Asia. I pointed out that for years, the Germans and the Spanish jointly tapped the trans-Mediterranean, trans-Atlantic cable in southern Spain, and Conil de la Frontera. And
then they pull it all together. Different.
It goes to NSA.
Yeah, so they all tap different things and then pool it all. That came out when you testified before the EU. That came out in Bamford's book. He was the main news guy at Nightline. This is a fact. You put it back out there and your article disappears. Incredible, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen. I'll get his take on what happened to Hastings in your
car. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics Advanced Media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want.
That's right.
We're number one, Ben.
The New World Order is number one, but at the expense of all basic freedom. Wayne Madsen, I want to jam in a few calls. You're back tomorrow on the show in the middle of the broadcast to get into the latest developments on this because we know there'll be more tomorrow and get into any other points we didn't have time to cover tonight. The weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. Find station listings, free podcast, audio, video streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com for new listeners out there. We're not just here Sundays, 4 to 6. So bottom line, what you're saying is, hey, the Europe and others act all holier than thou. They're all putting in the same systems. They're all pooling it. They're all sharing it. In fact, I've had Bamford on from ABC News that he broke that they'll spy. Of course, you were there. They'll spy. They'll have the Brits spy on the Americans and the Americans spy on the Brits, vice versa, because it's so illegal, it creates more plausible deniability, and that way you're not listening to your own cousin. Is that accurate?
Yeah, not only the Brits do it for the Americans and vice versa, but the Canadians do it for the Americans and the Brits and vice versa. The Australians do it for the Americans and the Brits and
vice
versa.
So foreigners are listening to our phones, not just our criminal government. So there's the big bombshell. In total, what do you make of this whole NS thing? NSA thing and where it's going.
Well, we don't know how much more Snowden has. Apparently, he's turned over the bulk of his documents, and most of them look like they're briefing slides and point papers, white papers. He's turned this over at least to The Guardian. I don't know how much he's given to The Washington Post, but certainly they're not as open and releasing this stuff as The Guardian has been.
But he was high level then. This is like owner's manual stuff.
Yeah, he was kind of like a system administrator, security administrator, so he had access to a lot of stuff. And, The Guardian, of course, is stringing it out and making a release, sort of like what WikiLeaks did with their State Department cables. But now we've got the story about the bugging of the embassies, the missions in Washington, New York, and in Europe. And it's interesting. The Italians, the EU itself, their missions in New York and Washington were bugged. The Italians, the French, and the Greeks. But the Germans and the Dutch and the Danes, who were also the third-party allies of NSA, were not. So I think we're looking at basically the northern European countries that are not having austerity problems like they are in southern Europe are the ones doing the spying or not getting spied on.
But bottom line, this is big news because it shows for all these countries it's their own scandals. What do you make? I want to play this clip and get your take on it from Meet the Press last week with David Gregory sounding like some type of authoritarian Muppet from a dystopic nightmare. Here it is.
To the extent that you have aided and abetted Snowden, even in his current movements, why shouldn't you, Mr. Greenwald, be charged with a crime?
You're aiding and abetting the New World Order, Gregory.
I think it's pretty extraordinary that anybody who would call themselves a journalist would publicly muse about whether or not other journalists should be charged with felonies. The assumption in your question, David, is completely without evidence, the idea that I've aided and abetted him in any way. The scandal that arose in Washington before our stories began was about the fact that the Obama administration is trying to criminalize investigative journalism by going through the emails and phone records of AP reporters, accusing a Fox News journalist of the theory that you just embraced, being a co-conspirator with felonies for working with sources. If you want to embrace that theory, it means that every investigative journalist in the United
States. That's good. We played that before. Wayne, briefly, what do you make of this beating the drums to arrest American journalists?
Yeah, this same David Gregory who was dancing at a White House dinner once with Karl Rove, who outed Valerie Plame Wilson, who was a covert CIA agent. So he's talking about aiding and abetting. David Gregory danced with somebody who was involved in leaking classified.
Yeah, so he's aiding and abetting. I mean, the whole point is everybody knows they're spying. Snowden did what I think is very patriotic for liberty worldwide. Yeah. He didn't give out the codes to the ICBMs. He didn't ship our jobs to China. He didn't sell us out to foreign banks. That's the aiding and abetting. Briefly, I want to go to calls here, Wayne. WayneMadsenReport.com. We have it linked up in your reports with all this breaking news, with the documents, with the spike story. The screenshots, while they're still there, of the story they spiked at The Guardian and Observer at Infowars.com with links to WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, bottom line, I've talked to the people that have talked to the family, his best buddy. He says, yeah, they think he was killed. They want an investigation. That should be news. What do you think, or have you heard from your sources on the Hill, that the associate editor at the New York Times, Michael Hastings, was reporting on?
Look, I haven't always agreed with Richard Clark, the former counterterrorism czar for the Clinton and Bush administrations, but he came out and stated that it's possible to put a hack into the computer in that Mercedes that Hastings was driving. Now, look, I'm going to be accused of doing another conspiracy theory. That's the charge that all these sites are making and all these people on the Internet. But let me say that I was in London and Paris right after Princess Diana's death in the car crash in the tunnel in Paris.
Oh, they remote controlled it.
I heard the same thing then, and how many years ago was that? So how old is the technology? Clark knows how old it is. Certainly that's what happened with Princess Diana and the other.
Yeah, they could put a special box on cars that are 50 years old, but cars the last 15 years or so have the plug right in to totally control them. That's DARPA's own briefings since about the mid-1990s, so longer than 15 years. But, I mean, his family is out saying they think that he was killed, and then no media will touch that.
What I know is the stories he was working on. He was working on a story about the former CIA chief in Algiers who was put in jail. He's serving time in Ashland, Kentucky, in a federal penitentiary there now. It looks like he spoke like five or six Arabic dialects. They got him on some sort of sexual harassment charge. One thing led to another. Now he's serving time. He was a convert to Islam, an African-American, which is very rare to find with a CIA station chief, and yet he's serving time. So I don't see President Obama, our first African-American president, doing anything to help this guy out.
No, he's just making sure they increase forced abortion funding in Africa.
Yeah.
Joseph. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Hastings interviewed him in his jail cell in Kentucky. He was also working on a Jill Kelly story, the woman, of course, who was involved with the email sorted.
Absolutely. Let's just jam in a few final calls. You can cover this more tomorrow. Joseph, real fast question from Missouri for Wayne Madsen. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Mr. Madsen, Mr. Jones. We know through history about American and England playing the role with Hitler and Putin and such forth. The idea came to me, I'm not a religious
Sure,
person.
Ask your question, bro. We're almost out of time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if all this was a setup, not Mr. Snowden involved, but religiously some believe Russia and China will come against America? What if this was all just to say, hey,
well, yeah, no, our government shipped all our industry to China on purpose, so that is part of the globalist plan. Wayne Madsen.
Yeah, I don't think China or Russia really wanted to see Snowden wind up in one case in Hong Kong, which is a special.
Yeah, Russia told him get out. Russia said leave.
Yeah.
They already know all this.
Right. And, you know, I mean, they don't want to turn him over. But, you know, the U.S. is like a little spoiled brat the way we threaten countries with all kinds of repercussions.
Absolutely. Let's take another one here. Let's talk to Patrick in Oregon. Real quick question, Patrick. Sorry, I waited to the end. Go ahead.
It's okay. Hi, guys. Hey, my question is, do you think Snowden is a real guy? I mean, do you think they just fabricated him out of thin air just so they can use this as a pretext?
I think he's real, but they're going to try to spin it the way they want. I think he's real. Wayne?
Yeah, he's real. I talk to a lot of people that know exactly where he's worked. You know, I know there was this idea that, you know, is he serving some other agenda? He just shocked a lot of people when he, you know, walked away and wound up in Hong Kong. When that happened in NSA before, back in the 60s, there were two mathematicians working on crypto codes that actually wound up at a news conference in Moscow. They were spies. They said they'd rather live in the Soviet Union. They were Marxists working on crypto codes. Can you believe it? At NSA, Martin and Mitchell. But that was a little different than this guy.
This guy's a libertarian patriot.
Yeah. The Martin and Mitchell were communists who didn't like working at NSA.
Caller, do you disagree with that point? Do you have a point to add?
No, I kind of agree, but what's the Russians going to do? Is Putin going to take his laptop and look through it, or what's going on?
Yeah, he'll probably take his shirt off and ride around on a horse. Listen, we're out of time here. In fact, if you guys want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow when Wayne's on and let you have your questions tomorrow. The loaded phone's over there. If not, call back when he's on, guest hosting for 30 minutes to 3 hours with Mike Adams, noon to 3 Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Wayne, be safe. I know you've gotten death threats. We appreciate your courage.
Okay. Good to be with you, Alex.
You're awesome. Great job to the crew. Great job to all our affiliates and our great listeners. Pray for this broadcast. Pray for America. Pray for liberty and a return to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and what made this nation great and what made the world great. God bless you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.